This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For the fortune tellers of this election, the pollsters trying to figure out who is going to win before there was any voting done, today probably ought to be a day off, but it's not.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup. He's back once again. Frank, it's good to talk to you.
Good to be with you.
So here we are, the payoff day, huh? I guess yesterday was the payoff day, right?
Well, yesterday was the election. You know who won now. I can tell you definitively Barack Obama won re-election. How's that?
Well, that's good, but that's not what you guys thought was going to happen.
Well, actually, our final poll, which we conducted through Sunday, we said the popular vote was too close to call, within 1 point, Romney and Obama. Mm-hmm. And actually, the final estimates we had and other pollsters had, they were actually fairly close.
Yeah, with Romney ahead, though, right?
By 1 point. 49% for Romney, 48% for Obama was what our final model showed. That is correct.
The headlines today, Frank, are in essence, Nate Silver was right, Gallup was wrong. What do you say?
I don't agree with that at all.
Shocking.
Nate Silver aggregated many, many, many different state polls, which is what he mainly focused on. Other people like him did the same thing, and sure enough, they accurately said that President Barack Obama would be reelected, so that's certainly true.
Now, on that topic of aggregators, my guess would be you don't love people taking your data and sort of regurgitating it.
Well, you know, it's an issue today. There's been a lot of traffic back and forth among pollsters. These aggregators don't exist without people are out there actually doing polls. So the question would be from an industry perspective, and I think it's an important one, if we at Gallup and others say, well, we're going to aggregate. You know, we won't poll anymore, but we're going to develop models and put other people's polls in the models, and that drives sufficient traffic and interest, then we may stop polling, and the next firm may stop polling, and the next firm may stop polling, and after a while, there are no polls for anybody to aggregate.
There was a lot of talk yesterday on the networks about the demographics of this, about young people voting. And I heard somebody on some news channel someplace say, you know, once people vote the same way two times, they're pretty much committed. And the Republican Party now has lost two big elections with young people and immigrants and people who vote that way. And so now the Republicans have lost a generation. Do you buy that?
Well, clearly, in terms of non-whites, immigrants and other people who identify themselves as non-whites, the Republicans have lost that group. Young people, interesting question. That's generation versus cohort. Will these young people, as they age into middle age and get older, will they change their patterns? Or, as you kind of implied, Kai, are they imprinted now? You know, they voted for Obama a couple of times, and now they say, aha, I'm going to vote Democratic the rest of my life. I'm not sure we have an answer to that question, but that's a fascinating point.
What was the most surprising thing for you out of yesterday?
Well, the surprise probably was that the turnout continued to be strong among non-whites, not necessarily the surprise, but I think the big issue was that a man who won on the number one issue that Americans are concerned about, and that's the economy, Mitt Romney, who was seen as doing better than Obama, at least in our polling on that measure, still was not able to parlay that into winning the election.
Frank Newport, he's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. Frank, thanks a bunch.
My pleasure.